Okay, we are up to Halacha Simen Samach, Halacha Tes. It's on page Shin Yud. Haroye Chacham Gadol Batoira Miyishol Mevarich Baruch Ata Hashem Lokinu Melech Olam Shecholak Mechachmaso Liyireyav. So I guess I can make the brach on everyone here. Shecholak Mechachmaso Liyireyav Lefi Sheyishol Him Chelik. Why do we say Shecholak? Hashem has given a portion, has separated a portion. Lefi Sheyishol Him Chelik Elokaya Klai Yishol is a portion of Kadosh Baruch Hu Udvekin Bo. However, in contrast to a chacham from Gadol B'Torah, the haroye chacham Gadol B'chachmas ha'olam, the umos ha'olam, person sees a Nobel laureate. Oh, I'm going to get to Albert Einstein. That's very complicated. He's a complicated shayla. I'll tell you why in a moment. But let's say you see a non-Jew. Look what it says here very carefully. The words. It's quoting Shulchan Aruch. V'roye chacham gadol, a very wise man, b'chachmas ha'olam, in science, in the chacham of the world, me'umos ha'olam, from the nations of the world, which means that he's a non-Jew. Mevarich baruch atu Hashem lokinu melech olam shenosan mechachmaso lebasar v'dam. Hashem has granted. The word is not shecholak, but when it comes to the umos olam, it's shenosan. Like we learned today, the nevuah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, pel pel daber bo, b'marav lebechides. Okay, this, you want to use a copy over here? Here. Here you go. Simen Sa'ah. You get the real thing. The real thing. Simach Simen Samach. So the way you say Shenosk, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want to associate with the Umos Olam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a gift and gives them Chochma. Now, Michal asked the question, what about Albert Einstein? So I actually asked this someone in Yeshiva, someone whose name is Rosh Shverin. This is very, very Talmud Chacham. I asked him, if this is correct, I remember hearing this multiple times, that if you see, let's say, Albert Einstein, to the best of my knowledge, did not write any chidushim on Shas. I'm not aware. He wrote a Shalashur's Torah. I don't think he said Shalashur's Torah. Not to the best of my knowledge. But Albert Einstein was probably one of the greatest minds of the 20th century. I mean, that's the fact. So, what bracha would one make when one sees Albert Einstein? So they say, this is what they say. I don't know if it's true. That's why I asked this person, Rosh Shverin, that you don't make a bracha at all, because in Shulchan Aruch there are two categories. If you see a chacham from Klal Yisrael, one of us, and he's a gadol in Torah, haroi chacham gadol b'Torah mi Yisrael, you make a bracha shecholak mechachmaso liyireyav. If you see a chacham gadol in chachmas ha'olam me'umos ha'olam, you make the bracha shenosan me'chachmaso lebasar v'dam. But there's no in between.
There is a bracha.
Yeah, what's the bracha? For real?
Before you,
let me just say what.
You go to the bathroom, you say Ashiyata Adam b'chachma, and then you say Baruch.
That's not. Is this really true? Is this just so? If you see Albert Einstein, someone from Klal Yisrael is expected to. Now, this is what I'm saying is controversial. So don't jump on me just yet. That someone from Klal Yisrael, their mission, their goal is to devote, to channel their chokhmah for Torah. That's what I heard this. I heard this idea. Oh, I know. It's very difficult. It's difficult for me to really understand this, because we know that's not necessarily true. Every person has a tafkid. Not everyone is cut out to be a Rosh Hashiva. And someone has a talent, has a chush for science. Adarabah, that's their calling in life, and that's what they're supposed to do if they excel. So why should they be worse? Why should it be worse than a person, a Jew, someone who's a part of Klal Yisrael, whether he's religious or not religious, and he's accomplishes something very great in the chokhmah of the olam? Why could it? Why can it possibly be that there is no bracha?
Considered a wasted talent.
Is that To say such a thing is naive.
They say that
to encourage children to learn Torah, to spend Torah. But we know that's a very shallow view of, there's no question, there's nothing that's more chashuv than Torah. But we know that not everyone is matzliach in Torah. It's a certain siyata d'shmaya, it's a certain gift. There are other people who are fine people and they accomplish the most incredible things in chokhmas ha'olam. So I asked this to a very big Talmud chacham. And he told me, yeah, he knows, but he doesn't think it's l'maisa. He says he doesn't think it's true. It's a nice drush, this idea that you don't make a bracha on a person who, a Jew, who accomplishes something very great. But he thinks, l'halach, it's not true that you would make a bracha. He thinks that, if he's not mistaken, if you'd see Albert Einstein, you would make shenosan nechachmaso lebosar v'dan. He's not 100% sure, but I should not get carried away and take that drush. It's a very nice Jewish word, and there's a lot of truth and meaning. Shuchnach is very meduyuk. There's two categories. Halacha l'maisa, don't be so quick to say that you don't make a bracha. That's an insult to all of these people, which is not derech haTorah to do such a thing. Yeah.
Let's say you a Christian biblical scholar. Who
no, that's not the courses. A Christian biblical scholar who does what? Who what? To make a brach on a scholarship?
Yeah.
It's not the courses.
Why?
It's Avodah Zarah. No, it borders on Avodah Zarah.
It's to be a Christian.
No.
But in
it's not shy. It's not shy. I hear you saying he has brilliance. He has showed brilliance in the study of Christianity. It's not
brilliance of Torah.
Brilliance of Torah.
Yeah.
Well,
in other words, he is.
It's not shy.
Power on Shoftim. And he hasn't written.
It's not mistaver. I hear what you're saying. It's not mistaver that you have someone that's not part of Klal Yisrael and he's machadish, the most brilliant chidushim in Shulchan Aruch, that you're going to make a bracha. It doesn't seem much.
That they found in Einstein's papers now, according, assumed that he didn't believe in God. But he said that the only reason he was able to come up with the theories that he did was that since he did believe in God, he was able to think outside the box. In other words, all previous science beliefs were obviously not, it just didn't make any sense. So we had to start with the thought that God created the world, and therefore you start with a whole different mindset of everything that you can't comprehend from the human, and therefore you start from that point, can work your way backwards and understand that. So he said 100% that has to be a God, and that's why he was able to comprehend what he did.
That's the reason I chose that example. No one else came to mind as being
Bill Gates.
On that,
Jewish.
Being on that level.
Well, again, Nobel Prize laureate.
Being Jewish and have the chokhmah of...
the Nobel Prize laureates that are Jewish.
Right? Robert Almond.
Yes.
Robert Almond.
But no Goyim came to my mind
as that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say, we have Gashgacha practice that we're learning this now, because it brings us to very 2 weeks ago, they had this big atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, and the guy came out and made a bracha on the...
Chacham Arozen.
So why didn't they make an announcement? Look at the Talmidei Chachamim here, make a bracha the right of Shecholek B'Chachmasai. There was no shaila about that. The people would look around, they would see Rabbi Taiman, they would look around and see other Gedolim, and they were Gedolei Torah. You could have made a bracha. But they made a political statement to say, we had 600,000, you see we're making a bracha at 600,000, whether there was or there wasn't.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further. Halacha Yud. Haroye Melech Nimalchei Mosoi Lam Mevarech Baruch Atah Shemukin Melech Olam Shnosa Michvoide Lebosav Adam. You see a Melech. You make the bracha Shnosa Lechon Lebosav Adam. Afilu Eina. Okay, we're going to discuss that in a moment. The Afilu Eina Roye Melech Mamish is Antarash Ella Shu Roye Bichvoidei. You stand on the street and you watch the limousine pass through the street. V'yodea bebiru, you know as a fact, Shamelech Husham. you see the beast going down the street, right? That's the name of the limousine.
Yeah.
The beast, you go down the street, you know for a fact. Today you can't, Obama's limousine. Obama, when Obama became president, they inaugurated his new limousine at his inauguration. As inauguration, they gave it to Shasha, they gave it to Bush, the outgoing president, the new president. Who should they give the new limousine to? So they gave it to the new president. Gave it to Obama. But today the truth is you can't really know for a fact that he's in there because they have decoys. Mm-hmm. They have decoys, they have two, you know, they have two Air Force Ones. So you don't know really for sure. You don't know for sure who's in there. But if you know for a fact you're part of the Secret Service, so you know for a fact who's inside, then you can make the bracha. The Suma Yivarech b'loy shem malchus because he cannot see. U'mitzvah l'shtadl, it says a very important concept that is a mitzvah l'hishtadel liros b'chvoid malachim, to go see kings, to go to the White House. To go, why? What?
Made a brach on Queen Elizabeth.
You made a brach on Queen Elizabeth?
In 1967, she was in Kabul.
You, Mr. Weiss, he saw Queen Elizabeth in Shekhanah, so he made the bracha. Nosan mechvoidoy lebos avedam v'im roe also pamachas al yivatel yosim limudo. If a person wants the White House once, he took a tour and he already experienced of seeing the kvoid malchus, that's enough. You should not be mevatel yosim limudo liros. If you have other important things to do, don't waste your time doing it again. Don't do it again. You saw it already once. Elim bo achar kach bechel yosim, unless you have an opportunity to see with more honor. Obviously the purpose of doing this is because the person sees Kvod Malchus, you're able to channel, you're able to use that as that experience to recognize that this is true for Melech Bosav Adam, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, how much more so is it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those Chazal say that when Mashiach will come, you'll be able to appreciate the difference between the Melech HaMashiach and the Melech of the Umos HaOlam. Now the big question everyone always is, do you make a bracha B'Zman HaZeh, let's say on the President of the United States? So they are Chiluki Deos. In order to be, what does it mean to be called a king? It's a whole long list of Rishon. What do you need to be called? What does a person need? What power does one need to be called a king? So everyone agrees here, the power of Chaim and Moves, the power of life and death. Does the President of the United States, have power of life and death? So he has the power to prevent someone from dying. If someone is on death row, he can pardon a person, commute a sentence, and the person is free. So that, according to many opinions, is enough. Pardon the turkey. They had a study, all those turkeys died.
But that would apply to governors of states as well.
What?
Right? It would apply to governors of states.
Governors. So maybe you're right. So maybe there is such a thing. Maybe you'll find an opinion. The power you have to prevent a person from dying.
Has capital punishment.
Is that enough? Does the king, the truth is, the Melech Bostam has the power to send people, in, as Bush always says, in harm's way. You can send out people to war, and you're going to go to war. The fact is, the statistics are people are going to die, and you can send people to the front lines. So does that qualify as power of life and death? It's not direct, it's indirect, but it's pretty close. So many will say the answer is yes. So some in Chanami, some say you should make the bracha. Halacha l'maisa, you'll find the whole long list of places that say you should make a bracha. On the other hand, others say no, that the ability to prevent the person from dying, to stop an execution is not enough. The ability to go and cause a person to die, a president of the United States does not have that power, mamish. You can cause it indirectly, but mamish, to go put a person, to execute a person for no reason, it's not so. And they quote other different Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn, it's very bizarre, a king, in order to be called a king, you have to wear special clothing. Bigdei Malchus. Okay, the president's clothing is not anything special. He wears the same suit. In fact, if his suit is too nice, if his suit is too expensive, they'll be in the news and they'll criticize. They'll look at it, he's wearing a purple label suit, whatever it is. So they don't like when they criticize him that he's wasting money. It's not for the average American. Their suit costs $100. How could the president wear a suit that costs $3,000? It's not fair. How could the first lady wear a dress $10,000 when the average woman in America can afford to buy a dress more than $50? It's not fair. So the clothing that they wear is no different than the clothing of every other citizen in the country. So some, that's not called malchus. We don't say democracy the way we have. It was not called, it's not what we call Kvoid Malchus, you can criticize the president, just go listen to Rush Limbaugh and and go Michael Savage, Mark Levine, and who are all the other...
You related?
No, I'm not related. I'm not related. Who are all the other tzaddikim out there? So if the fact that we can speak the way we speak today, and Sean Hannity, the things that they can say and get away with,
on the other hand,
that goes to show
kings
what
they used to be either.
Kings are right. What do you mean, kings? We are no kings. Well, Queen Elizabeth is the same thing. She has even less power. Queen Elizabeth has less power than the Prime Minister of Enoch Nani. But she does wear special big day mal. I mean, does she? I don't know. Ooh, he's scary. He's a scary guy.
He has a Chabad Shaliach, and every day makes the bracha.
They have a Chabad for him there. They're very good with the Chabad. You know, he's talking a scary person to make a bracha on him. He, you don't want to get in his way. Yeah,
KGB.
You don't want to get in his way. You give a look at him, you get scared.
What if you see it on TV?
What? No, definitely not. That's not cool. It's not. It's not. You have to be there. You have to be there. They always said in the news. You always heard this after 9/11. You always heard this over and over on television. That the people, the politicians that come down to ground zero, the first thing they say is, "Ein doyme shmiel ri'ah." I saw the clips, I saw the images on television, on video, but when you see what it looks like in real life, ein doyme, it's a whole different mara. So the same thing is true. You see the kvod malchus, you see a king, you see on television, you see this. Ein doyme, if you see the king, you go and you have the real experience, is a much more profound experience. Other poskim said they have to have a special language. This used to be a condition that kings, they spoke in a special, that is, special language only that was spoken in the palace among the servants. And the Hamoinam had a different language or a different dialect of the language. There's no such thing like that today. So all of these things do not exist with Zman Hazeh, and therefore there are a long list of poskim that say that you should not say a bracha on the President of the United States with Zman Hazeh B'Shem Malchus. I remember a group of people, someone that I knew, he was part of the OU. They had a commission that went to see Bush. This is President Bush. This goes back a number of years. And he told me before they went, they were planning on saying, they asked the poskim, and they were going to say the bracha b'shem malchus. That's what he told me. When he came back, he said it was a change of plan. That they had another consultation with maybe Rabbi Belsky, Rabbi Heschel Schechter, people from the OU, and the decision was issued by their rabbanim, who were in charge of this, not to make it b'shem malchus. They had a ceremony where they told President Bush, "We're going to make a blessing," and they said, "Baruch atah, shenosan mechvoidei lebosar vedan." Without, he did what he answered.
Yeah, he said, "What happened to the
Shem Malchus?" I have no doubt that these probably his advisors told him. Well, you don't think they told him that they left that Shem Malchus? They don't. They probably told him. They probably know. They know enough. He has enough people. Was he there?
He
sees them all the time. Okay, so there are different opinions. My mother told me that she remembers Ford when she was.
He was over here. He opened the yeshiva at Flatbush High School. Grand opening.
He came.
Yeah, there was no gate. He stood on the street.
So here, maybe it was someone else. Maybe it was before fire. She told me that they took the whole school and the yeshiva. They took them all and they stood outside. And the motorcade came, and they made the bracha. They were told to make the bracha. I remember Rise in Mitzvah Shabbos once he said that in the yeshivas they would say that until Nixon, they made the bracha. Nixon, people who lived, they all lived through Nixon, he degraded the Kvod Malchus to such a degree, it's a whole different presidency. Until Nixon, people had a certain awe of the President of the United States. Even more he brought it down, even more. But before, Nixon took the Malchus, the Kvod Malchus, and degraded it to such a degree. And this is a new halacha concept that in order to make the bracha, there has to be kavod. And kavod means like you don't go on the radio and say whatever you want to say. There's a certain melech is a melech. He's not attacked and under
back. Secular Jews.
Yeah,
had the greatest kavod. FDR. Unbelievable. you know, the secular labor movement, the Zionists.
Even Young Israel, there's a Sefer Torah in the FDR home upstate in New Hyde Park.
Yeah.
There's a Sefer Torah there. There was given by Young Israel
in honor of FDR.
Yeah.
To whom?
What's the job? It's Yenevelt.
FDR did the most.
Those are the three worlds.
FDR did the most in Hyde Park.
Because he gave Social Security. Social Security. So everyone retired. Koylan. He started the Koylan movement in America.
There's a shul in Bronx, in Tom Parkway School.
Okay, there's a lot of research today. They're not so happy with him today. All the new stuff coming out. All right. But there is this concept called Kvod Malchus. And if there's no Kvod, then many feel it's not right to make the bracha b'shem Malchus. So Ziyesh V'yesh, everyone, there are different opinions on this matter. It's very interesting. And, okay, let's go further. The next halacha. Halacha. Yud Aleph. Haroye kivre Yisrael mevarech baruch atah Hashem kinu melech olam asher yotzer eschem bedin. Okay, this you say. This people say this. You go to the cemetery and you definitely say this. It's in all the madrichs and in the art school sidurim for Beis HaKvar, Beis HaChayim. Ve'al kivre yavdi k'chav v'yim you say busha imchem. Your mother is embarrassed. Ma'od cherpa. Yo ladichem, hine achris goyim midbar. The end of goyim is midbar tziv arava. When do you have an opportunity to say this bracha? This bracha you can say when you are on people say this on Tisha B'Av, because on Tisha B'Av this brought down in Shulchan Aruch. A person is supposed to go. You have nothing to do. In the olden days, before they had all of these asifas and videos, before the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation came along, what did people do on Tisha B'Av? So you watch television. And then when it gets boring, what do? You go to the cemetery. He's supposed, says Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to go. If you can't go to a Jewish cemetery, so you go to a non-Jewish cemetery. There's an inyan to go just to a cemetery to focus on the dead. So that's an opportunity to go to a non-Jewish cemetery to make this bracha of Busha Imchem.
Is this a pasuk in Rami?
Yes, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. I think it's Yirmiyah. No, maybe not. Okay, I don't know where the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Today, we don't really go to non-Jewish cemeteries. Maybe we pass by on the car, on the highway. What?
A lot of them have crosses.
Okay, so. So it says, so you're saying that you can't make the bracha because of the tzelem. It's a good point. The machlekes is a tzelem and avodazer mamish. The machlekes are poiskim. Some say yes, some say yes, some say not. Okay, you're making a good point, so you shouldn't be able to make the bracha. You're right, I don't know. I don't have my little book over here. So
it's not a bracha, right?
There's no Shem
Malchus. Okay, you're right. You know, it's not a bracha. You're right. It's not a bracha. You're right. There's no Shem Hashem. You're right. I take it back. I'm sorry. There's no Shem Hashem. Okay, let's see on the bottom. I don't know. Let's see. Shem Hashem Alocha Alocha. Hey, Aroy Melech. We see the Sifrei Hagoyin Hakadosh Bal Minchas Elazar. The Gamim Ein Loi Melech Medina Rak Yesh Sar Shnesmana Al Yidei Amdei Gebroch on the Prime Minister. I don't think they're going to make a bracha, not because of political reasons. The gam ein loy melech bebedina rak yesh sar shenesmane al yidei ha'am gam kein mevarchem olav kevin sheyesh loy hakoyach lahatois chesed v'mi sheyotze chay bedina vehevi habi poiskim shegam sar nikra beloshon melech. So we quoted about this before. Minchas Elazar is of the opinion that you don't need mamish a king, even a person that's called a president, a prime minister, that has the power to free a person from execution. I'm not sure what he means over here. I'm not sure. The Chos of Rashi, the Husar. This person was not a king, he was only a Sar. Ayin Shem. So you see, they called a Melech. Doesn't need to be literally a Melech, you can even be a Sar. Ve'afilu ba'ayim shasa shuv eslev chayim. The Gam im a Melech hu Rosha. He already says, even the king is a Rosha. Gam ke mevorchem imro eyud ha'kol ha'tamish mevorchem hiish im yiske. The whole reason is not because, it's not the Chefza. It's not on the garb or the chetza. It's on the institution. The institution of Malchus, Kvod Malchus. Even if he is a Rasha, the Hakol Atam Shavarchem Hish Im Yiske LeOlam Haba. If one merits Olam Haba, the Yireh B'Chvoid Melech Hamashiach Yafchin Bein Kvoidam L'Chvoida, between their honor and the honor of Hakadosh Baruch, honor of Basar V'Dam. Kedisa B'Shas Ulefize. We say a new powerful concept. You're not making the bracha for now. You're making the bracha al shem ha'osid, the cover that you're going to see in the future. Fascinating. Because it's not now, not on you. It's the cover that I'm going to see in the future when the Melech HaMashiach arrives. I'm going to see his cover. I'm making the bracha now on his cover. Isn't that an amazing idea? She'im Yafkin, you have faith.
So it's not a suffix.
You have faith. You having faith. She'im Yizkel Olam. I once heard Josh. What does it mean? She'im Yizkel. What do you mean? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik LOlam Haba. What can Chazal possibly mean when they say She'im Yizkel LOlam Haba? It's a frightening statement.
Okay,
let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Yud Beis. Kol Bracha Sariyah Haniskaris Im Chaza V'Ro'is Sam Hadvarim Ba'atzmam. It has to expire. You need at least 30 days to make the bracha again. So it's really 32 days. Let's say you saw a different king, then you can make a bracha. You only can make a bracha on the same king. But let's say you make a bracha, you go to the king on his last day in office, and then you see the new king, and it's only 2 days apart, you can make two different brachas. Halacha Yud Gimel. Haroya Kusi, the Gichar. A person sees someone who's black, the Gichar, the Hainushu Adam Harbe, someone who's very red.
An Indian?
They're okay. Red. Gichar means red. Someone who's very red, and the Hainu Shu Odoim Harbe, the Ha Valkon Shu Lovin Harbe, person that's very white and usually white.
Obino
Shu Lovin Harbe, the Ha Kipeach, the Hainu Shu Oruch Vedak, someone that's a giant, he's very, very tall and very thin. The Hananos, basketball player. Okay. The Hananos. Ananas is a midget. Okay, you go to the circus. You can really make this bracha when you go to the circus. They always have midgets. No?
You can't go to the circus.
It's not sneers. Well, they have to have a kosher circus. So they have to go on Pesach when they have a kosher circus. They don't have no women on the side.
No women
performers. No female performers.
But if you see a very tall, skinny woman.
Why not? Oh, so yes, another question. You're making a queen. It's not a matter of the queen, it's a matter of the power. So the prime minister of Germany. Yeah, all right. The Hananos, a midget. The Hadar Kono. What's that? The Hainu, Mishu Mola Yabelas. Prince Rahman al-Islam has warts sometimes.
Elephant man.
Upituye Heroish, what does that mean? Shakol Sairois of Devukos, Zo Bizo. Afro. Right? Someone has some type of. Some type of. Vyesa Peel, go to the zoo. Hapil Vyesa Koif, Mavarach Borchat Hashem Kinim Melchilah, Meshane Habriois. The Einum of Arachel Upama Rishoina Shashino Yilov Godel Modi make the bracha the first time, where this is something which is very bizarre. So once you've seen it once, people don't do this. I guess that's the reason why we don't do this, because of the media. We see this in the news, we see this on television, we see this online. So people are accustomed to all these strange types of people, midgets and giants and elephants. Because in his time they never saw these things.
And he saw a lion in Vienna.
I don't know. I really don't know. These things they never saw. It was in the show. It's called the Shulchan Aruch. No, the elephants they had. Elephants was a big thing. They import elephants. There's a lot of history about elephants. They use it as weapons.
They didn't have black people. Elephants
were
black.
Sure,
my father Jeremy said he saw a black midget in front of a hotel in Berlin in the 1930s.
How often do you make it? It says only when it's a novelty.
He was Jewish.
Once it's Ikarai, then every 30 days.
We were kids.
Yeah.
You walk from one neighborhood in the Bronx to the other, you walk through the zoo.
Yeah. No. So it says you only make it one time, only when it's a novelty. You don't see people making this bracha at all today, because it's not a novelty. So you've seen an elf, you see a giraffe. It's a big deal. We're used to these things. Go to the zoo, you see a picture on, you go on television. It's not a big deal today. So that's what it says. It has to be a novelty. That's what he says. It has to be a very big novelty. It's done person that is missing a limb. For whom is a niminamer benikudos lavonis person has white dots, white spots, some type of illness. Imhem mimei imam. If this is the way they were born, mevorich pahamar rishon shuroyo esam mishana habrios. But when Rechmana Litzlam, this came upon them at a later point in time, they lost their amputees. Vimishtan achakach vuvehu mitzar aleihem, and it caused them mitzar upon them. Mevorich dayon haemes. Okay, we don't see people doing this either today. I don't know why.
If it's a Jewish person, you won't make this bracha out loud. You can advise.
Exactly. So maybe that's why we don't do it. Person does not want to be the cheftza of someone else's mitzvah, right? You don't want to be, that's one of the reasons why you don't make a bracha on tzedakah. Haroye ilanois toivim ubriois nos. Person sees beautiful trees, ubriois nos. Afilu oived koichavim sherois so buria ba'alma. Ki also lestak elbo. You're not allowed to focus on a guy. That's what it's allowed to go only to Yisur, a ri'ah, a quick look. You're not allowed to gaze intensely. Oy behema, or an unusual animal, or a nice animal. Baruch baruch atah Hashem kinem elcholam shekocha loy bi'olamai. This is what you have created. Ve'inu baruch aleim elu pam rishayna, v'lo yoyser, lo yaleim, v'lo yalachem, elu imkin nohayu noim od, not upon other people, on other things that are the same type, unless the things that you see later on.
Clydesdale horses, you make a baruch.
What kind of horses?
Clydesdale.
Okay, I guess so. Okay, let's see halach of Vav. Yes, you make a bracha. Oisamai Sibarishis. Yeah, that you make Oisamai Sibarishis. Yeah. Halach of Vav, I feel Akum in the bottom. A mule. Why? Because it came from Kilayim. Anything which came through sin, even though we did not do the Avera, Mishum Dinas Laidei Kilayim. Umi Isim, it's disgusting in the eyes of the Torah. The Ayin B'Shelis Yaveitz, the Gam Al Mamzer, Uben Hanida, Gam Kei Mevarech Ayin Shum, you can make a bracha on a Mamzer. You can make. If you see a person who's like a nanos, a midget, or someone that's very new, has any of these conditions, and they happen to be a Mamzer, Rachman al-Sfan, they happen to be for a fact they're a ben nida, so they are a product of sin. So why should they be different than the case of a mule, a pirid, a mule? A mule is also a product of sin. And a mule, we learn, you don't make a bracha. But when you're dealing with a human being that's a product of sin, you do make a bracha. So I think the answer is because a human being, it's not a different nin. It just happens to be, it's a hidden sin. The person looks like he's a regular person. He happens to be a beautiful person, so he has a certain condition, which should make a bracha. But a mule is a whole different nin. It's not hidden. The fact that this object is a mule, it speaks, this object was created through kilayim, was created through sin. That you don't make a bracha. But if the object is hidden, it's not open, then you can make a bracha. I just heard this from Shabbos, I heard a shir, it's a very interesting halacha, that a lulav hagozel, let's say you have the hadassim were stolen. So can you make the bracha, I don't know, let's not go into all the details, all the rules. There are different issues of mitzvah b'avera, it's mi'isi, but there are certain rules, leniencies that apply to the hadassim and the aravos and the esrog because the bracha is not set upon them. The bracha said al netilas lulav. Now, of course, if the hadassim and aravos are stolen, forget it. You know, you're not yoitza. But I'm talking about a situation where you would have a situation where the lulav you can't make a bracha on, and the hadassim, it's not 100%, let's say there's yeyush, shini rishus, all the different complications, but it's still not proper to make the bracha on an object which came about through sin. But since that's only the bracha is being sent mamish on the lulav, where it's obvious that's not proper, on the hadassim and the ravos, where it's already many layers, since the sin was committed, al pi halacha it's mutter, then you can make a bracha. Same idea over here. The mule is an object which speaks to you. I am a product of sin. A person, rachmana litzlan, that is a mamzer, you would never know. The only way you know he's a mamzer is because you know the history. It's not obvious, it's hidden. A person that's a ben nid, it's only because you know that the parents are not nid, entire time mishpacha. It's a hidden sin. Therefore, there is no problem. You can still make the bracha if they have one of the conditions that is required, that's mentioned here in the siman. All right, we'll stop here.